Talk Central is brought to you by BlackBerry.
Hi, this is Diplo. I'm just out there mixing ideas and mixing up different genres. I can't believe that people are actually paying me to travel across the world and build new sounds, different artists. The BlackBerry Torch makes it simple because I'm always staying in touch with everybody, whether it's using Twitter applications or Facebook. A lot of these guys, I have a closer relationship now because I'm constantly on BBM talking to them.
Pop.
I love what I do. And a BlackBerry Torch helps me do it.
The thunder is rolling in. Looks like a big storm. I hope it's not going to disrupt this week's podcast. You're listening to episode 29 of Talk Central, the business technology podcast brought to you by the editors at techcentral.co.za. My name is Duncan McLeod. I'm here with Candace Jones. How's it, Candace?
Aloha.
So, stormy afternoon, stormy week. We've got a new CEO at Telkom. Not unexpected. I think this time last week we were sitting around this table saying that Pinky Moholi is going to be the new CEO of Telkom, and lo and behold, they announced it at 7 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Indeed they did. Bright and early.
Yeah, and not surprising, but generally seems to have been welcomed by the market.
Well, she is a very good choice for... From what I understand, she's a very good choice for the position. I mean, she's got a very strong background in telecom. She understands the business, she understands the industry, and she knows what needs to be done. And interestingly enough, most of the analysts that I've spoken to say the market is pleased. I think the market's also pleased just to have some sort of idea of where telecom's headed, some stability in the company. We've been without a permanent CEO since, what, June last year?
Yeah, it was around then that Jeffrey Hedberg took over as the acting CEO when Ruben September left early after being told that his contract would not be renewed last November. He decided in January not to throw his hat in the ring for the position permanently for various reasons. And it was an interview process, and Pinky Moholi has been selected and generally welcomed. Although one of the newspapers this morning ran an editorial, which I thought was actually quite good, saying that, she was telling journalists during interviews with herself and the new Telkom chairman, Lazarus Zim, that she's going to continue with the same strategy at Telkom. So sort of a softly approach to the, and here comes the rain. That's an interesting backdrop to this week's show. But she said more of the same sort of strategy from Telkom, and the editorial, I think it was in the Business Day newspaper, made the point, and I think it's quite valid, that they are going to... what Telkom actually needs now in this highly competitive market, or may need in this highly competitive market, is more of a more out-the-box thinking, not more of the same.
Absolutely, I agree. But I spoke to Ernest Kaplan from Kaplan Equity Analysts this week, and he made a very good point about giving Pinky Moholi and the new chairman Lazarus some at least 6 months to devise a strategy. At least 6 months. He actually suggests that they should be given a year to devise a more aggressive strategy to turn Telkom around, and let them ride out this year in the way that they have been, essentially, and then maybe we can judge whether or not the strategy that they're using is a good one.
That's a fair point. I mean, there are a lot of problems at Telkom that need to be fixed. And I think they'd probably want to get those fixed before embarking on any new risky strategies in terms of investment. They've got to sort out their Africa strategy, specifically in Nigeria, where the Multilinks wireless operation has been an absolute failure for them. They're in the process, according to Moholi, of selling that stake. They're in... Apparently, in final discussions around that.
Well, that was a decision that Jeffrey Hedberg made during, I think, the last presentation, that he presented at. So
that's right. There are a lot of issues, and internally they need to fill key positions. The chief financial officer position is vacant at the moment. Dion Fredericks is acting in that capacity at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets the job permanently.
Seems to be doing okay.
Yeah. This organization's been through a lot of CEOs in the last 5 years, and there needs to be some stability at the top and just getting things bedded down, I guess, before they do embark on perhaps taking a bigger risk appetite. But I think that does have to happen down the line, because this market is becoming much more competitive. Telkom isn't the company it was 5 to 10 years ago when it effectively owned the fixed line market. Sure, they've still got a monopoly over the copper last mile, although that's going later this year with the local loop unbundling process. But we've got i3 Africa, which we've spoken about in this podcast twice now. They're talking about rolling out a national 5G fiber to the home network, the first operator in South Africa that will do that. That's going to, if they get it right, and there's still a number of question marks around it, but if they get it right, that's going to light a fire under Telkom, seriously. And you know, they may have to step up their investment program, and you know, maybe they even have to embark on a large scale infrastructure rollout to make sure that they remain competitive, because let's face it, their copper infrastructure is old, it's aging. They've got a lot of backhaul infrastructure which needs to be replaced. They've got these old ATM systems which need to be replaced with Metro Ethernet. So they're going to have to look at their capital expenditure program quite carefully, quite soon, I think.
And it's not just I3Africa that poses a threat. There's already a rising threat that's emerging now for Telkom in the likes of MTN business, Vodacom business, even the VoIP operators, which are now more and more taking on big businesses.
Was it something you said, Candace?
Does Lazarus have some contacts I don't know about? But definitely, Telkom has to ship up and soon, because yes. You know, they've got a lot of work ahead of them and a lot of competition climbing to the market in terms of convergence, and they need to do something soon.
Yes.
So yes, the strategy needs to appear and definitely soon, but we have to give them some time to bed down.
Get their house in order.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you're right, they're facing competition in every market. I mean, 10 years ago, they really, I mean, they had a monopoly on undersea cables, they had a monopoly on national backhaul, they had a monopoly on the local loop, and various other areas. So
different industry it is today.
Yeah. So, well, effectively, since the LTEC judgment and the liberalisation of the industry, we've got massive undersea cables coming, massive investment in national fibre backhaul, new wireless operators potentially coming in this year through the spectrum auction. The market is definitely changing, and Telkom is facing more competition today than it ever has in the past.
Absolutely.
So, I think let's give Pinky Moholy a bit of time to get the problems at Telkom sorted out, and then let's see the strategy.
Well, she's managed South Africa very well since she's come in. It hasn't been very long stint, but she's kept her head down and done the work, and you know, Telkom South Africa is not a bad business. It's looking solid.
They've got great assets there, and they've got great technical skills still in that organisation.
Absolutely.
So she's got a lot to work with.
She does, yeah.
I was really interested to see this week that, I know we've written about this in the past, the fibre to the home projects up in Kenya. There's a company up there called Wenanchi Group, which is rolling out a service called Zuku. It's a fairly limited scale at this stage, although they're talking quite a big game. But I see Telkom Kenya, which is now called Orange Kenya, which is the incumbent fixed line operator there, is also starting to deploy a fiber to the home network. So the second operator in the Kenyan market. Now, I wonder if I3Africa's plans, if they come to fruition, and they still need to raise the capital there for this project. They're looking at 5 to 6 billion rand to roll out fiber to 2.5 million homes over the next 4 to 5 years. But I wonder if that project really starts to gain traction, we're going to see another operator coming into the space and starting to compete. And I wonder if Telkom is going to be that operator.
Well, either Telkom or Netel, it's got to be one or the other.
Mm.
There are other options, but Telkom had the financial wherewithal to do it. Neotel's got the backing of its parent company, Tata. Mm. So that there's a lot of room for both of them to make a play in this area.
Mm. Yeah, I had lunch today with Stefano Mattiello, the head of sales and marketing at Neotel, and I was asking him about FTTH, and he was saying he doesn't think there's going to be big investment in this area yet. He thinks that the operators are still cherry picking in the business market, and we're not going to really see big fiber to the home investments from the likes of Neotel happening for several years yet. But he thinks that will happen once the internal rates of return make sense, and once the business market has been cherry-picked and operators start to go after new markets.
How much of the business market is left? Surely, for the last 5 years or 6 years, Neotel has been focusing on that, bringing the fiber into those office parks and those business parks, and made, very good money off it, and, Telkom the same. But how much is left? I mean...
I know the big banks and some of the big corporates have already got fiber into their premises, but... I think there's that huge sort of medium segment corporate market, medium mid-tier sort of corporate market, which isn't well served by fiber at this stage, and I think that's going to be a big focus area. And of course, converged solutions, so converged data and voice, and also converged fixed and mobile, are going to be a big focus. And this is where your converged services players like Internet Solutions, MWeb Business actually, and MTN Business and Vodacom Business. They all end their names in business. are going to be playing for the next couple of years. But as those fiber investments go into the ground and as the fiber rings around the cities are built, the business case for those, and the lights have just gone out. Luckily, we're recording this on a laptop, so we'll carry on talking. The rain is absolutely belting down outside. But I think as those fiber rings come into place and the fiber gets closer to people's houses and stuff, then the business case for doing FTTH is going to become a lot more compelling.
Absolutely.
Well, the other news this week was the acquisition by... Well, it was by Roynet, but it was effectively National Mobile of ECN, National Mobile being a subsidiary of the listed Roynet Group. ECN has been for sale for some time, and I know they've been talking to a number of players in the market, but they finally did a deal this week with Roynet for National Mobile. Candice, you've been following that story quite closely. Just tell us about what the rationale is behind National Mobile wanting to buy ECN and what they get out of ECN.
Well, if you remember a few weeks ago on Tech Central, we wrote an article about how National Mobile has launched a voice over IP service solution. National Mobile, as you know, has a really high exposure to the least cost routing market, which after last year's voluntary cuts by mobile operators to drop termination rates, and again on the 1st of March this year to drop those rates again, the least cost routing market has taken a little bit of strain because it no longer makes financial sense to sort of continue in that space. So these guys are looking at getting out of the market, and at the moment the voice over IP solutions or VoIP solutions are looking like a very viable option and a market that is now highly competitive and growing quite fast. ECN has played in the space for some time and has its own network and is chock full of skills, and some of the most competent skills in the country from what I understand. And obviously Roynet, National Mobile is going to use that network and those skills to migrate their customers from the LCR space into the VoIP space. So that's the rationale behind the buy. The two businesses are going to remain separate. It's still going to be ECN. It's still going to be managed by John Holdsworth, who's the CEO of ECN, and the same management team. And they'll basically act as the network, product developer, the product producer, where National Mobile will probably maintain its space as a distributor or reseller. So it's a good buy by all accounts. It still has to run through competition.
I'm sure it'll get approval. The market is so competitive, I can't see why the Competition Commission would say no to this acquisition.
Absolutely. Also, since ECN is remaining a separate business, it's not like the competition is coming out of the market. And there are a lot bigger players in the space. I mean, I think their biggest competition in the space is Telkom. It doesn't even scratch the surface of what Telkom, the size of Telkom. So it's a good deal by all accounts, and it should be interesting to see how it plays out.
Now, of course, National Mobile is one of the country's biggest independent cellular service providers. They resell accounts on the networks of Vodacom, MTN, and I think Cell C as well. And they compete directly with the other big independent cellular service provider in the country, which is the LTEC-owned Autopage Cellular. Now, Autopage Cellular is doing something similar, although they haven't done it through an acquisition. It effectively was an acquisition by LTEC of Technology Concepts a couple of years ago. But Technology Concepts is going out and building its own infrastructure, not laying its own fiber in the ground, but effectively building its own network and its own switches. What we're seeing here are the two big independent cellular service providers getting into the network game and getting into the VoIP game, and setting themselves up, I guess, to compete head on in a new area. Whereas they've competed in cellular service provision before, they're now going to be competing head on in the VoIP and network market.
Well, as you know, Autopage Cellular was also playing the LCR game. I don't think they quite had as much exposure as National Mobile. Mm. But they're also having to move their customers, like Vox as well. But luckily, Vox already had its own network, so Vox moved out of LCR and migrating their customers onto what they're calling Crystal Vox as their VoIP solution.
That's right.
So this whole play is quite an interesting one, and we should see what I suspect we'll see from this now is a lot of consolidation in the market. year comes to, as the year progresses through. So just to bolster these acquisitions and to bolster the concept of growing the void market, which is actually looking very strong at the moment.
Yes.
I think IS also plays, but more on the business side,
right,
primarily on the business side.
Okay, great. Candice, I think we need to take a quick break there. We'll be back right after these messages, assuming the two of us haven't been washed away in the meantime. We'll be back now.
The Vox Superphone and your ADSL line go together like taxis and rush hour. But we do give a hoot. Now you can use your ADSL for more than just surfing. With the Superphone, you can call any phone, anywhere, using your ADSL line. You save money, earn rebates, and box-to-box calls are free. No contracts, just plug and play. Your ADSL and the Vox Superphone. It's the perfect combination. Make the most of your ADSL. Visit voxsuperphone.co.za.
After the advent of the telephone, it took mankind 70 years to invent the color television. And yet, it only took the next 23 years to invent lasers, the internet, to put a man on the moon.
Ignition sequence start.
It begs the question, what will the business world be like in the next 23 years? Wherever your business is at, Telkom Business will be there with you. Telkom Business.
Virtual Access, ECN's latest cost-saving telecom service. Virtual Access is a single 0860 number, providing your customers with national access to your company, no matter how many branches you have or where your customers are calling from. If you are currently using or plan to use an 0860 number, you need to talk to ECN. Virtual Access is the best price single national number offering in the market. For more, visit ecntelecoms.com. ECN, lowering the cost of doing business.
Welcome back to Talk Central, the business technology podcast brought to you by the editors at techcentral.co.za. The rain is continuing unabated outside, but let's get on with the show. So I was really interested this week to see MWeb's announcement about uncapped hosting at 19 Rand a month, which is quite a bold and aggressive move by the company. It comes exactly a year after they introduced the first, affordable uncapped ADSL broadband offerings. Very aggressive pricing, 19 Rand, and it really does seem to be an uncapped offering, provided you don't use it as a proxy for your peer-to-peer downloads and streaming video, etc. But it looks good, and I think it's a good move by MWeb. We've seen in the past that people have tended to host their smaller websites overseas in places like Germany and the US simply because it's so much cheaper there, and this pricing seems to bring it more in line with what we're seeing in developed markets in terms of small company and individuals hosting websites.
Well, interestingly enough, MWeb will also register your domain as long as it's a CA.ZA domain, which is, I think...
All right, that was a direct hit.
Which I think is about 50 Rand a year.
Yeah.
From the reaction that I've seen, it's a very aggressive offer.
Mm.
And you're not seeing any of the competitors in this space offering anything like this in terms of the price. And, again, MWeb is pushing the boundary of the internet space, and it's really good to see. And hopefully this will spark more competition again.
Mm.
Finally, we've got the same pricing, or at least comparative pricing, to international guys.
Yes.
And that's been so important.
Yeah. Now, it must be noted that this is a shared server hosting, so this isn't dedicated hosting, which you'll obviously pay a lot more for. At 19 Rand a month, you can't exactly expect to get your own dedicated server in the MWeb data center.
No, but the local plumber or my blog, for example, is the ideal place. I mean, I'm happy to pay 19 Rand a month for MWeb to host my blog for me.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great. And I think you're going to see a lot of guys who hosted overseas starting to host here locally as well. I see there is a limitation on the size of the SQL database that you are. I think it's 50 megabytes. But still, I mean, if you're a blogger, you don't really need much more than that. And you can buy more capacity on the database for very little. So a good move by MWeb, I think. And it's going to be interesting to see how its rivals react to this.
Absolutely.
Speaking of uncapped, the rumors are continuing to circulate that Telkom is going to announce some sort of uncapped offering on its ADSL platform sometime this year. I guess they have to respond to MWeb at some point. MWeb, more than 50% of its ADSL base is now switched across to the uncapped offering. We're still using a capped offering here at Tech Central. We use a DSL service with a 50 gigabyte a month cap, but increasingly it seems not to make sense to be on a capped offering and simply switch to uncapped. And if Telkom, which is the biggest player in the ADSL ISP market here in South Africa, switches to uncapped, I think that's going to just become the de facto standard for for broadband in this country, on fixed lines anyway.
I wonder if Telkom wasn't hoping that it would be a complete disaster.
I'm sure they were.
I mean, I'm international press. I saw AT&T the other day has gone back to a capped offering. Granted, it's a 50, the lowest cap you can have is a 50 gigabyte cap.
But that's, is that on their wireless service or is that on their DSL?
No, it's on their DSL.
Oh, interesting.
So it's an interesting thing to see it happening. But, you know, South Africa, it seems to have been a very positive offering, and then it seems to just keep growing. And I know that Edward CEO Rudy Jansen has, you know, said that all their offerings are profitable. So I don't know. I think that Telkom was hoping that it wouldn't work and that it could stay in its capped offering. And
well, if you remember last year, they sent out that that notice to their customers dissing uncapped, without naming MWeb, but dissing uncapped offerings in the market and basically
slamming
quality and all that sort of thing. Yes. But everyone I've spoken to uses uncapped, raves about it, MWeb uncapped.
I've never had a problem.
You use it at home.
I use it at home. Mm. And I've never had a problem. We use it for various, and I mean, often when I'm using it for work, it's speedy, it's snappy, I never had a problem. Even shaping isn't a problem for me.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't notice it if there isn't. Telkom has to respond.
They have to, yeah.
Especially now that it's successful.
Yes, yes. Every indication is pointing them to do them doing so. So it's going to... What's going to be interesting to see is how they price it next to MWeb.
Interestingly enough, you spoke to Pinky Mahorty this week and she said that one of Telkom's biggest focuses will be in the broadband space.
That's right. She's talking about introducing faster ADSL speeds. So, you know, they've introduced 10 megabit per second DSL connections in some of the exchanges on a very limited basis at the moment.
Well, and she's talking. Is too old in most of them.
Also, the backhaul net. I think the backhaul. It's more of a case of the backhaul network actually in some of these instances because they need. They need to deploy. Someone's angry with us. In our recording software here, I'm actually watching the waveform, and every time there's a lightning strike, it just jumps up. It's they're looking at potentially introducing faster DSL using ADSL 2+ technology. I know they have been deploying ADSL 2+ in their exchanges quite aggressively. But the real problem apparently has been in the backhaul where they've still got this legacy ATM asynchronous transfer mode network, which they are trying as fast as they can to replace with Metro Ethernet fiber. And you know, the more they roll that out, the more they're going to be able to offer higher speeds. Obviously, poor copper quality in many areas is going to be an issue as well. And obviously, the further you are from the fiber, the more difficult it becomes to deliver high speed services.
Sure.
But I think what we may see is some of the slower offerings on Telkom, which I mean can't really be described as broadband. The 384 and 512 kilobit per second offerings, I wouldn't be surprised if those are bumped up to 1 or even 2 megabit per second, maybe even 4 megabit per second from the 512, and then you'll see maximum speed advertised at the other end, so anywhere between 4 and 20 or 25 megabits,
which would be nice. I mean, I would take it.
Yeah, me too. If my copper supported it, but unfortunately my copper at home is a bit limited. Even though the fibre is not far away. I think just lastly this week, I want to talk a little bit about Ronnie Apteker's new movie, Material. I was down at the set yesterday with our entertainment writer, Lance Harris. Ronnie Apteker, for those who don't know, is the founder of Internet Solutions and a keen movie maker. This is his 10th movie, he's really keen. He's quite nervous about it, but he's really keen for this one to be the big one. It's a story about the comedian Riyad Musa. It sounds like quite a touching story. I was on the set yesterday to look at some of the technology. I'll be getting a story up either this afternoon, Friday or Monday. Well, actually not Monday, Tuesday, because Monday's a public holiday. But they're using their most advanced or the latest digital filming techniques and technologies. You know, filming in full high definition directly onto memory card, which they can then take straight into Final Cut for editing. So there's no more cutting of film and all that sort of thing. So it's really the latest stuff. What amazes me is how the massive declines in the cost of storage in recent years has allowed them to do this sort of stuff. They reckon by the time they finished filming in a couple of weeks' time, they'll be sitting with about 16 terabytes of raw audio footage, which they'll then start to work through.
Wow.
But what's really cool is they just really literally take the cards out of the cameras and pull it straight into a Mac, and they can start editing in Final Cut.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, it looks like a good movie. It's coming out later this year. They're still looking for a distributor. They're hoping to take it international. I hope for Ronnie's sake that it's a big success.
I'm sure it will be.
Awesome. Short show this week, Candice, but it has been a fairly quiet week. I think just before we go, just a reminder about our pub quiz. It is basically fully subscribed, but if you get in quickly, you might be able to get in a team. It's happening on the 12th of April at the Baron on Main Road in Bryanston, just up the road from the Dimension Data Campus. And it's a pub quiz, and it's going to be hosted by a friend of the show, Aki Anastasiou from Talk Radio 702. He's going to be the quiz master for the evening. And it's going to be very tech-focused. We might have a few questions which aren't technology-related, but if you feel your technology is up there and we're going to have some tough questions,
yeah, be warned. we've been working hard at finding the really, really cool questions, and you'll be surprised at some of them. Some of them are really fun, some are really easy, and some are very hard.
Good. So that's on the 12th of April. So if you haven't signed up yet, go check it out. You can you'll find the link on the Tech Central homepage through to the Google Doc that we've created, where you can add your team names, effectively a wiki doc on Google. Good, Candice, I think it's time for the long weekend to start. The thunder seems to be easing off, the rain seems to be easing off, so hopefully the sun's going to come out just now. It's going to be a good 3 days.
Typical, as we start, it pelts down, and as we end, it goes away.
Yeah, well, good luck editing out some of the louder crashes and bangs from this podcast. Great, well, we'll chat to you again next Friday with another week, with another show packed full of news and analysis. If you've got any feedback on the show, you can always email us at info@techcentral.co.za. From myself, Duncan McLeod, and Candice Jones, have a good weekend. Bye.